Well, welcome, team, to another episode of our podcast. And today I have a very full house with us. I have Ray Hamill from HR. I have Shanna Porter from accounting. We have Tom Schultz from our commercial team. We have Tim from IT, and we have Niraj from operations. So welcome, everybody.
Thanks, Anthony. Looking forward to it.
Well, we have a lot to cover today, so we're just going to go ahead and dive right in. Let's talk a little bit about how Project Ribeye is going. And Tom, do you want to start us off? I know things have been kind of quiet, but that doesn't necessarily things aren't happening. Yeah. What do you got from your perspective?
Good question. Since, you know, we're talking ribeyes here for the team, right? I mean, it's moved from medium rare to medium, getting close to medium well. So I think this is, you know, an opportunity that a lot of teams have been doing a lot of work behind the scenes. And I think that goes to show for the folks that are around the table here, we've got a lot of objectives that we're trying to hit some timelines and milestones. Yet we still have a little bit of uncertainty on what the actual close date is based on what's going on from the ACCC in Australia. So, but we didn't want to stop progress so that when we get the thumbs up and we get ready to go, that doesn't impede. So I thought it'd be really good maybe just go around the table here, kind of everybody gets a little bit of an update what their teams have been working on, because I think we need to call them out because a lot of people have been working pretty hard on Project Ribeye. So, Shanna?
Yes. So I have been working really close with Megan Zawaki in making sure that our data is in very good shape, specifically around our customer data and our pricing. And so we've been working really close together to make sure that as we transition the data that we can send out invoices to the customers, that we can return reports to the correct addresses, and that we can invoice our customers as soon as we transfer over with the correct pricing. So we've been spending a lot of time and working regularly just to make sure that that data is clean. And Megan has done a really great job with that.
Yeah, so very similar story from an IT or digital perspective, where we've been spending a lot of time focused on digital integrations behind the scenes, as Tom was saying. So it's making sure that day one, we're able to function with a new ERP or a new accounting system entirely, and all the pieces that go along with that. So there's new fields going into LIMS. There's updates associated with some of the Power BI reports that come out of LIMS on a daily basis to report what samples have finished. And so it's a new version of the existing systems that we already have in place. It's just updated to fit the new OS.
Right?
Yeah, so being kind of new to this type of process, what I'm learning is that a lot of the progress that's made oftentimes happens, you know, underground or behind the scenes before it ever comes to the surface. And that's true right now. That's how it's kind of playing out in human resources. So despite the quietness that we've talked about, we've continued to meet with Zoetis's HR team on a weekly basis, working on transition planning, things like how we're going to handle contracts, how we're going to handle offer letters, how are we going to handle work authorization or systems implementation, benefits, orientation, all of it, all the things that matter to each and every one of us. And so that planning has continued despite not having, you know, as many updates as maybe we were having before. But that work is continuing in the background, just like with the other two.
Good. Thanks, Ray. Niraj?
Yeah, I think globally, the teams are working really hard to make sure we get, to Shanna's point, you know, not just customer master, pricing master, vendor master, and making sure that we're set up, right? We're set up to be successful going into the business. And there are a lot of things happening. Everybody's committed to continuing to work through all the nuances that we need to plan for through that transition. And as everybody else said, you may not be able to see that yet, but the work continues in the background to make sure that we're set up to be successful.
Awesome. Well, sounds like there's a lot of work going into this outside of our normal day jobs, right? Which I look forward to catching up with you guys, we're going to go team by team and get some of the more regular updates, what we're doing to keep the lights on and keep the business moving forward. But first, we're going to have a commercial break. So we'll be right back at you after this.
Don't just manage BRD risk. Select for improved resistance. Igenity Beef now includes a BRD score designed to help identify cattle with up to a 46% greater probability of genetic resistance to bovine respiratory disease. It's one more way genomics can help improve herd health, performance, and profitability. Visit neogen.com/igenity-beef to learn how Igenity can help move your herd forward.
Welcome back, team. Like you said, we're going to go a little round robin here and get some of the more regular updates, what's going on normally with GeneSeq here. So let's start with Tim's team. Tim, what do you have for us?
Yeah, so just I kind of mentioned this just a moment ago, but one thing that it will be going out this Thursday, August 27th, is a lot of new fields within GS LIMS, and just a little bit of color around that. So those will be new fields to help transition into the SAP or the ERP conversion for the accounting systems. And the reason why I wanted to call that out specifically is that this doesn't necessarily need to be ready to go as soon as we release it on the 27th. We just need to work towards that, and we will work with respective groups on what those fields mean as we progress closer to the actual close date. So no urgency or rush to need to do that. We'll have more information coming out specifically around some of those things. But throughout the digital group, we've had a lot of big wins coming up. So there's been a lot of new advancements associated with Neo Optics that will be coming out shortly, not only within some of the quality of the analytics associated with Neo Optics. So Neo Optics, as a reminder, is our ML machine learning application associated with calling software for some of the data group within the array based technology. So it's a great application and more good things coming on that side of things. Also, we continue to progress with XT. And, you know, the sooner that we can get that adopted for the operations within the lab, I think it's going to be a big plus, not only from, you know, and big things being done there, not only from the digital side to be able to implement it within GS LIMS, but also associated with just overall implementation with the daily operations. So that will be a big impact as well. And lots of other smaller things, lots of big wins going on, but those are probably the key things that I can think of.
Thanks, Tim. Sounds like you guys got a lot going on. After all, we push out a lot of data, so it keeps you guys pretty busy. Niraj, from an ops perspective, what do you have for us?
Yeah, thanks, Anthony. What I'm really excited about through the first part of the first couple of months of the quarter here is the level of consistency, though. We challenge the team to make sure that as we go into fiscal 27, the big target for us is to maintain consistency of our service levels and what our customers feel from a turnaround time and a quality standpoint. We made improvements, especially in Lincoln at the with the standard service level, which is, you know, in the 14 to 17 day range, where you know, previous quarters we were in fluctuating back and forth quite a bit in terms of the percent on time. Throughout June and July, you know, we're maintaining continuous improvement from 80% to now sort of low 90% on time rate within that window for standard, which is exciting to see. And we need to certainly continue to keep that up as we look forward. From a operational excellence and tech dev standpoint, you know, we're building the infrastructure to really make sure that we're planning and executing things in detail before they get rolled out commercially in production scale. So that team is really planning out, you know, all the steps for validations and verifications and making sure that we're doing that work before we roll it out and see any customer impacts associated with it. Tim mentioned EX, you know, really good progress in EX. We've made the breakthrough on the K chemistry validation piece, and it looks really good. Now we're kind of going into content validation and making sure that we're able to see the benefits of scaling that technology up. And we're, you know, for context, we're one of the very first alpha tests for the EX chemistry with Illumina across the world, right? And especially on the animal side. So we've run over 40,000 samples at this point to make sure that we're really planning this out and transition it effectively, and things are going good and good there.
Thanks, Niraj. Sounds like scalability and consistency are two big things, and much easier said than done. So thanks for your leadership, and thanks to all the team for working on that. Ray, outside of the divestiture, what's going on in HR?
Big thing going on in HR right now, as everybody knows, is we're in goal setting season. And so we've been working on OKRs, getting those, you know, cascaded down from organizational leadership to the departmental leadership and on down to the employees. I just wanted to ask everybody to keep that top of mind, to make that a priority. You know, a lot of the things that we have going on right now, we don't have much control over. That we talked about with the divestiture, this is one of those things that we do have control over, and it really does matter. The goals that you set now, the OKRs that you build out now, they're coming with us to Zoetis. This is part of what's going to transition over with us. So it's really important that you prioritize building out effective goals, and that you're really intentional about that, because it doesn't just set the direction for right now in this interim period between we're Neogen and then we're Zoetis, but even post-transition, those goals will come with you. Those will set the direction for what you're working on for the remainder of the year. So that's one of the big things going on in HR. Another thing I want to talk about is more of a win on a global scale from a people perspective. And as we all know, we've talked about this before, but Zoetis isn't just acquiring a business unit. They're not just acquiring genomics, but they're acquiring the people and the operational continuity that comes along with that. And on that note, we've managed to keep staffing at a really high level, which allows us to operate effectively during this whole period. Retention has been strong. The focus and attention that our leaders have put on backfilling open roles has been strong. And during Q1 so far, we've managed to reduce the amount of open headcount in global genomics by over 50%, which puts us at 97% staff. So, you know, we have very few open roles on a global level right now, and that allows us to operate effectively, to maintain that continuity, you know, that Zoetis expects us to have and that they expect to be getting when the transition does occur. So shout out to everybody for that. Everybody plays a part in retention, and then shout out to the leaders for making sure they're prioritizing getting those open roles backfilled.
Thanks, Ray. Yeah, that's exciting to hear that, you know, we're maintaining, especially through this transition period, that we're able to maintain our workforce, and it just speaks to the culture that we have. So now we'll jump to Shanna's team. I know, Shanna, you're known for having the best snacks in your office. What else is going on in accounting?
That is true. There are always good snacks in the accounting department. So something that we continue to work on really is an organizational interdepartmental thing, is working on cleaning up our collections and our AR. And there's a lot of departments that are helping with that. The reason why this is such a focus is because we want to make sure that we are cleaning anything up before we transition to Zoetis. What would happen would an invoice would be left behind with Neogen, and they would try and collect. They wouldn't know what an animal ID is. They wouldn't understand the products that we're selling. And so that's why there's been such a big push by myself and other departments to really make sure that we're cleanly have a cutoff and are collecting what needs to be collected, and maybe correcting if there's any kind of issues with any of the invoices. A few people that have really helped out is Gabby. She in the at the front desk has folded and mailed thousands of envelopes. And so she has really helped out quite a bit with that. And then we have Inta Larson and Julia Fry, who has answered a lot of questions when customers are calling in and saying, I did receive the communication that there's something outstanding. I have a question, or I need to pay the bill. You know, currently we do not have a portal. And so this is our front line. And so I definitely just want to make sure that those people are highlighted as someone that's really helped out with the collection effort. The other thing I want to highlight is, as we transition over to Zoetis, is having really meaningful data. And so we have two team members that are creating tools that are going to aid us as we transition. So, for example, Jay has created some Excel files to help operations track production supplies and which ones are being expensed and the timing of everything to make sure that he can see, are we using them appropriately? Are we using too many of them? Is there waste? And that's something that can only be done with good data that is provided. So that's something that we're working on, and both Krista Potter and Jay Beachwood are helping out a lot with that. So that's what we have.
Great. Well, thank you, Shanna. I know the money's what makes the world goes round and keeps the lights on here. So we appreciate you guys handling that portion of the business. Tom, you know, speaking of the business, what do you have as far as updates from the commercial team? We got a lot of good things going on in the sales world. What do you have for us?
Yeah, I've got a lot of stuff, so I'll keep it short and bullet pointed, but you know, I'm pretty passionate, so if I get wound up, it's not for the wrong reasons. So I think the biggest thing is we had to celebrate FY26. So, you know, we had a really, really good year despite the hurdles and challenges that we had globally. So from the overall global performance of the team, right, we were up 3.5% versus prior year, right? Now, understanding that we had to walk away from, you know, Mars left us, you know, been home to us for a long time. We walked around some different portfolios that impacted some customers. But, you know, we celebrated a couple of weeks ago with a virtual global sales meeting, called out quite a few people that were 100% of budget, some that were 110% and over, called out some product and performers of the year globally. And I'll send out basically kind of a summary, Anthony, so people can see faces and kind of what they're recognized for. That's the first thing I wanted to celebrate was FY26. Then we get into, we're 2 days minus the end of first quarter, FY27. I think the team's been doing really good staying focused, right? A little bit of the divestiture news is kind of getting everybody a little bit anxious, but, you know, we've continued to drive forward and we've got some really good wins around the regions, right? So if I go over to China, you know, the team there has been really focused on beef and dairy business, right? So we've maintained the energy on the dairy side, continuing to grow. We've got some really good opportunities and some cross collaboration on the beef side of the business. So to the team in China, keep rocking and rolling. We've got some upside there. Let's keep pushing on it. Our team over in Europe, I mean, between, you know, sending some of the folks down to South Africa for a Wagyu conference here in a couple of weeks, you know, we've got really good focus on the beef and dairy business and what they've pivoted from kind of some of the specialty one-off business. So kudos to the team to continue the focus there. And then most importantly, running some, you know, the identity enhanced model for our big dairy customer over there. The Brazil team and South America, LATAM, has been doing fantastic. Everybody from Mexico all the way down to the Southern Cone, we've been in pretty good shape. The team was just out in Uberaba. If you don't know what happens in Uberaba, it's pretty cool. Peng Thiago, he's got some videos and some pictures that might impress you if you've never been to a bull sale. What happens there? It's pretty cool. So then a couple of weeks ago, we had Dr. Pedrosa go down. We had a big dairy conference. So we really position ourselves very well and continue our growth down in LATAM. You know, Australia, we've been up against some big hurdles with some big customers and some challenges with some competitors, right? It's just the reality. The team has been doing fantastic fighting against that. The product management team has been fantastic supporting products, go to market, trying to differentiate our positioning and go, you know, continue to fight that battle. So the sales team and the teams in Australia have been doing very good. We're at a pretty good pace for first quarter. but we're starting to get to a little bit of warmer season. So everybody's happy to see sun, a little warmer weather there too. Then we land here in USAC. You know, big thing, Anthony, we talk a little bit about, you know, our share in the CDCB and the dairy market, right? Well, since March, we overtook. We're the leader. We continued that. I don't think the team's given up. We're going to keep charging forward as leaders of the, you know, samples submitted to CDCB and our overall share, which some of the international sites account to that. Big win, Canadian Angus came back to us. You know, we've been working very, very diligently trying to gain their business back. And the last 2 weeks here, we finalized that. We've got samples in the lab. So we're so good call out. So the team members up in Canada, you know, we're back in action with Angus. And then, you know, the customer success teams, I was going to say, we've got some new customer service that'll kind of help in Australia. We've got the team that's pretty, the rest of the world's pretty, we're pretty good shape. Here in the States, Jesse's got the full team, pretty much full roster for CS. That only helps us because we had our C stats, right? Our overall performance metrics that Megan started. And, you know, our overall performance of trying to address customer service as priority has paid off. So that's just a few kudos I'll call out for you, Anthony.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, no shortage of great things in that. That Canadian Angus, that's just a testament to resilience, keeping the conversation open, and just really glad to have them back on board. But you mentioned end of Q1. We're getting real close to that. What do we need to push for to close this month out?
Yeah, it's prime time for Data Group. So, you know, we're in the last week here to close the quarter strong. We have a ways to go, but a good pipeline in place across all the labs to make sure that we're delivering everything that we can to finish the quarter strong and meet our financial objectives, but also make sure that we're meeting our customer expectations and service levels, right? So teams pulling together all the stops that they can to close another quarter strong. And as Tom said, we've had, you know, pretty good stack of quarters that you know, we've been performing well with. So let's keep that up moving forward. And as many of you know, as we get into the fall season, the sample volume starts to pick up. So we got to finish the quarter strong and pivot to make sure that we're not seeing any impact from a service levels perspective going into a higher sample volume season.
Absolutely. Thanks, Niraj. Any other comments from the team here on as we move into the fall end of quarter?
No holds barred. We're going out to take business, Anthony. We're not sitting idle. And we, you know, I think from the, you know, we're from a commercial standpoint, we're getting it. And we're going to continue to go get it. And, you know, and that stands up to the confidence that we've got in the operations team to get our samples out the door and beat our competition and turnaround time and quality. So I think we're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, we have a fantastic and passionate team. Let's keep after it and close another quarter strong.
Yeah, and I would just add that once we do have a closing date in place, the volume and the velocity of information coming from me, at least from human resources, is going to pick up substantially. That's when things are going to start to get loud again. They've been quiet. We're going to get a little bit louder once we have that date in place. So, you know, be on the lookout for that when that comes. But until then, you know, control what's in front of you, control what you can control, keep doing what you're doing. And when that date does hit, we'll all be ready to go.
Absolutely. All good things. Well, thank you, team, for taking a moment here to listen in. Thanks to our leadership team for giving these updates, and we'll catch you on the next one. Thanks, team.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.